I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. And I got a new attitude. Real hell, nigga. I'm
internationally known.
It's to my real ill niggas, heavyweight hitters, no getters, 50 ways to make figures, my niggas.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Juan Ep is Life, a.k.a. Grown Up Hip Hop Fans Therapy Hour.
Yeah, it's not even, a friend of mine this week was like, I didn't realize you had another podcast. I said, she hit me up and she was like, oh, my mom loved the time you were on my podcast. She thinks you're the best. She wants to listen to your podcast, but I told him it's a wrestling podcast. You wouldn't want to hear it. I said, well, you could have her listen to my other podcast. She was like, well, yeah. You have another podcast?
What? I said, you got another one?
I said, well, you follow me, don't you? She said, yeah. I said, Juan Ep is Life. I post about it every week. She's like, oh, I thought you had a friend, Juan, and it was like his podcast. I was like, no, no.
Yeah, no, that tracks perfectly.
Does it? Is that?
That tracks perfectly.
But by the way, so when I was describing it, this is the point. So I was like, yeah, I think your mom would like it because it's a hip hop podcast. But like, yeah, we don't really talk about hip hop unless it's an episode with an interview. Like, she doesn't want to hear the interview episodes. But if it's a regular episode and you just want to hear people talk about life,
it's hip hop. Our culture, our soul is hip hop.
That's it. But like, and the background, the music. You know, you might hear this for no reason. It is, by the way, this is a kind of different Primo beat for that time.
Are you on a on some Primo kick?
Yeah, this is just what's popping up on my Spotify for some reason. Well, no.
Just to tag a little bit of what we talked about last week, I saw a little clip Premiere put up of him cutting up the Game and Kanye record.
I saw that. Yes, he's cutting the actual record.
The cutting that he did in the beginning is better than this actual scratching at the end of the actual song.
That they used on the song.
Yeah.
Which is probably why he posted the video.
I agree.
Because he was probably like, why'd they use what they used? Why'd they use what they use?
Yeah.
Why did they use what they decided to use?
Why am I crooked? Nobody cares because nobody can see the camera.
No. But you know what? You know what music now we should get into, Sife? Now that you and I are this like weird emo, sad, sad cast. So.
It's not sad though, man.
No, no. Shit. But we're honest about our feelings.
Yeah. This is the Juice WRLD podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
What's this?
You're special, you do. I can see it in your eyes.
Limp Bizkit, bruh. This is where we are.
Limp Bizkit.
Although it's so funny. So that's the original version. Premier did the remix. You remember that?
I remember Premier did a song for them. I didn't know it was a remix to that.
He did two. He did two. This was the remix of that. Check out. It's very subtle how he made it better, but he did.
Special. You think you're special, you do. I can see it in your eyes.
I gotta tell you, I recently had the real
D'Angelo Lady remix. He just added a little,
He, I gotta tell you, when my girl, have I told the story of the first time we hung out and she came over? It's during COVID. We just met. We had a great time. And she slept over. And the next day we wake up and we're hanging out and like talking. By the way, we did not have sex. Okay,
whoa,
everyone.
Whoa. Nobody asked you that.
Okay, but I just want everyone to know we did not have sex.
Nobody wanted to know
that. We didn't have sex. So the next day we're hanging out and she's like, hey, I'm like playing records on my turntable. And she's like very excited to like see records. And like she's into the whole thing. And I'm like, yeah, this is, you know. She's like, oh, can I try? The kind of like cutesy stuff. And then she's like, oh, do you mind if I smoke a little bit? And I said, no, let's, I'll have a little taste of the old boubange. Nothing wrong with a little toke. And I take a couple of casual hits like I'm cool, when really I barely ever smoke anymore in any way.
Yeah.
So quickly, I'm very high, uncomfortably high, not in a good space anymore high. And we're like talking and she's like, we're talking about music. And she's like, well, can I tell you someone I like? And I was like, who? She's like, Limp Bizkit. I was like, oh. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Thank God I didn't have sex with her.
I know. Exactly. I'm like, oh my God, I'm with a terrible person. I'm like, and in my high brain, it went from beyond a little bit of like, oh, come on. But in my high brain, it was bad. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is bad. Right. This is bad. Like, who are you? Why are you here? And she's like, come on, listen to one song. I'm like, no. No, I will not. She was like, just listen to one song. I'm like, no. And I would not listen to one song. And I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe she likes Limp Bizkit. What does this say? Oh, no. Oh, my God. I don't know. And then you know, time passes. It continues to be like a little bit of a joke that comes up. The ironic part is the reason she liked Limp Bizkit is because when she was, she's 89, when she was 12 years old and watching WWE, that was the period she watched WWE, and Limp Bizkit was like the focal point music used in WWE.
Right.
Their deal then was like, Undertaker came out to Limp Bizkit. Everyone came out to Limp Bizkit. Yeah. They performed at WrestleMania. So the funny thing is we connected over the wrestling thing, but the reason she even liked them at all was because she liked that. So then she was like, okay, one day we actually listen to this album. I went, okay, fine. Let's listen to the Limp Bizkit album. And I listened to it and it was funny. Lyrically, it's terrible. In fact, I do have to play you at least one song that's so laughably bad that it's kind of great. Mm-hmm. But I will say, even though I find it lyrically to be pretty bad, I understood it for the first time. I was like, oh, I get why people did gravitate towards this. It's not as like simple as just like, it's the easy thing. Like my friend Ballard would just be like, because it's utter shit. It's bullshit. And if you like it, you're an asshole. That's like the music snob way to look at it.
Right.
I do see what the actual appeal of it is musically. I just, it wasn't for me, but like, oh no!
I bought a backwards red hat, Yankee hat, fitted when that happened.
You bought it backwards
because, like, I'm saying,
excuse me, sir, at the lids. Do you guys have the backwards Yankee hat?
No, here's the Yankee hats right here.
Right. No, I see it, but the one you're displaying, it's only the forwards ones, sir. Do you have any of the backwards ones?
No, well, the way you wear
I see the logo. I don't want to see the logo. I want to see the MLB logo on the back. I don't want to see the Yankee.
Look at the way that our shelving system is set up.
Right.
We can't turn it backwards in the rack.
So do you have So what I'm asking, I see why you're confused. So what I'm asking is, do you have the ones where you can turn it and see the back?
No. You just take a regular hat and you just turn it backwards.
Right.
Yeah, though they don't sell backwards.
Wait, this one does the backwards also?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You know what? That's on me. That's my fault.
Can I see that one? Because I'd like to see if I could make it go backwards.
Yeah, here you go. Now,
thank you.
Turn it around.
Oh my God! I'm Wow! You know, my dad—he's a producer at Kiss FM. He's gonna think I'm so cool now. My name's Billy Jr. and I'm gonna be a virgin forever. Goodbye.
I spoke too quickly.
And by the way, that was part of why I hated on Limp Bizkit, because I already wore—I had a red baseball hat that I wore backwards all the time. So when Limp Bizkit got popping, everyone was like, "Oh, hey, Fred Durst," and I'm like, "No, no." Fred Durst is being me.
It was a red Yankee hat.
Yeah, well, because the red Yankee hat was made, those red hats were made, they started doing the alternate colors for every team. But my red hat was a Philly hat that had a P on it for my name.
For Peter.
Thank you. Thank you, Cypher.
But yes, I was that age group.
Yeah, no. Well, how old are you, Billy June? You're 88. So you people around you liked Limp Bizkit, correct?
Together now with Method Man, the DJ Premier. I didn't know who DJ Premier was then, but now when I think about it, that's probably why I like the song so much.
Oh yeah, that's and Method Man.
That song is great.
Like your girl still likes it. Like she'll pop it in.
She not regularly, but like when we play it nostalgically, she likes it.
Everybody has something that's kind of corny that they like.
My friend bought that shit on vinyl. And he'll put it on sometimes. It still sounds good.
Well, In Together Now does. In Together Now's got Method Man and Red Man. I mean, it's pretty damn good. But Syph, let me play you something. You want to hear some lyrics?
Limp Bizkit.
Hold on. I got to choose the right one. Break Stuff. I mean, is there a better song, Syph, than Break Stuff?
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. Someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, mother. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. Think you better quit, slip, or you're gonna leave it with a fat lip.
So when they do the Woodstock documentary, they get to. Have you watched it?
No.
Yo.
I heard about it, though.
It's very interesting.
I heard.
But I gotta tell you, they make it sound like the worst event. And I'm not saying bad stuff didn't happen, right? Because there were a shitload of people there. When they get to the part about Limp Bizkit, I'm going to text my man and see if he's awake right now. Hold on. When they get to the part talking about Limp Bizkit's life, they make it sound like Fred Durst was a man on a mission. The mission to kill everyone at Woodstock. I'm like, and then like all the interviews are like, you know, this was a time where, you know, young white men were taking out their anger on the world.
It was the angst.
The angst was coming out and they wanted to destroy everything. And I'm like, I hear you. I hated those people at the time too. But like looking back at it, they're 18 years old. Like they made music that spoke to angsty teenagers. It's not. And there were like 500,000 people there. Like, what did you think was going to happen? And so like, hold on. But my man was there. And he's a famous person. And he was there and loved it.
Loved it.
He had the best time of his life, he says.
Yeah, but he wasn't sleeping out in the mud.
He was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
He was shitting in his hand.
I don't know if he was shitting in his hand.
Ah, one up his life. Shout out to my girl, Gabby. Shout out to my girl, Gabby.
Why, what'd she do? Week.
I saw her recently. She says she listens all the time. We love you, Gabby. And shout out to my girl, Corey. My girl, Corey, is the fucking best. I love her to death. She listens all the time, too. She's a patron. I mean, these are patrons.
Wait, Gabby is a patron?
Now that I think about it, I don't know if Gabby is. But Corey
Billy might just give Gabby the links to watch the lives. I don't know if she's really forking over the old 750.
My recording stopped for some reason.
Oh, you are the best. God, you are so good at what you do. Has anyone ever told you that?
I'm recording now. We'll see what happens. Listen, Mercury's in retrograde. True. Everything's fucked up. Okay.
Cypher, did you I wanted to show you a video that came out this week.
Oh, what's up? Is it Hot Sauce Drake?
No.
Okay. How fake is that story?
Oh my, I can't take it.
No. Listen to me. How fake is that story?
Let me tell the story for the people who don't know quickly.
Okay.
If for some reason you have a life and you're an adult with children and you don't follow bullshit and you don't live like kids like me and Sife and you didn't hear this, good for you. Congratulations, you're successful. And also the story is some, you know, lady came out and said that she had sex with Drake and that after they had sex, she ran to the bathroom to try to get the condom out of the trash to then put the condom inside of herself so she could impregnate herself. Mm-hmm. But when she did it, she was shocked to find out that there had been hot sauce put inside the condom.
Right.
And
because her pussy started burning.
Because her vagina started burning. Correct.
Sorry for not saying vagina.
And so you're, and I think this is the fakest story of all time.
Oh, no, but what do you mean? What do you mean? Those two Trump guys did jump Jesse Smollett.
Right.
So this woman, so Drake, where was this? Where did it take place? Did they say? Was it a hotel or his house?
I think they said hotel.
Okay. So Drake specifically carries hot sauce for this reason?
Guess so.
So in his toiletry bag, with his toothpaste and deodorant and shaving creams and ointments and whatnot, there's also a travel-size hot sauce where he...
They do have those tiny Tabascos.
Right. So he got a little Tabasco sauce.
A tiny... You've seen him, right?
And somewhere along the line, through Drake's dealings with many of people in the world, some scientist or doctor told him, you know what kills sperm?
Hot sauce.
Is that Frank's hot sauce. Just put that shit on everything. So,
have you used that yet?
Now the woman, I don't even want to do this on stage because everybody's talking about it. So now the woman runs into the same bathroom, grabs the non-flushed condom. Okay, all right. I'm assuming she's doing this in the dark because
maybe
she doesn't look at the condom and notice that all of a sudden it's bright orange.
Right.
The fluid inside is now bright orange.
And by the way, I would like to point this out to Drake. If in fact, you know, he was really doing this.
Yeah.
Rather than put hot sauce in the condom and tie it up, you could just take the condom open and drop it right in the toilet.
Wait. You're talking about there's some kind of waste receptacle?
And then you can flush the toilet. Right. Then you can flush the toilet and it's gone.
Also, you're in a hotel. Flush the whole condom. Who cares if it backs up? It's not your house.
Of course. Of course.
Flushing in your house, you might be like, it could jam up the plumbing.
Are we going to get to the science of the of the likelihood of a pregnancy coming from taking a condom full of jizz and trying to shove it back in?
No. So she's doing this in the dark because she doesn't know this is bright orange.
Right.
And then somehow squeezing it into her own vagina. Now, not that, whoa, my pussy is burning. How is this happening? No, knowing it's hot sauce. How does she know it was hot sauce? Does Drake set it up where, like, okay, let me go in the bathroom. I'm going to dump hot sauce in this condom, tie it up, throw it in the garbage. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to place the bottle of hot sauce in a place where the only way you can see it is if you're lying on your back in the bathroom on the floor trying to jam some condom semen into your vagina.
Right.
And when you're on your back and you have the semen-filled condom that you're trying to stick in your vagina, you then see a reflection on the mirrored ceiling to a bottle of hot sauce. And as your vagina starts burning,
and you go,
oh!
But by the way, that could be one part of it, but I just want to know if that was a real story. Because people, I'm not saying it's never been done, but what I would like to know is how effectively it's been done. Because your swimmers must really be impressive if all you can do is pour the condom back in after they've already been out, and they're going to find their way all the way in.
I get people say that's why they use a turkey baster.
Yes.
So it got some little, it got some zhush to it.
You mean she would take a turkey? If she had a turkey baster immediately on hand and she could get that turkey baster lubed up and get it in there, I guess you're right.
I didn't read.
But by the way,
this is all what I'm hearing.
By the way, if it's a full size turkey baster, like you've seen the size of a turkey baster, you got to have a lot. They better be a Peter North filled condom Rosenberg to get that to fill the turkey baster.
Peter Rosenberg, are you retarded? She obviously has a travel-sized turkey baster. Obviously, she obviously brought maybe it's a quail.
Wait.
Baster,
okay? At the same store, at the same store where you get the travel-sized hot sauce, you can get the travel-sized turkey
exactly.
baster.
Yes.
Got my that's so
Hi.
People.
Hi, I'm traveling. Where we don't know what city this took place in. I don't know. Hi, I'm going on a trip and I need
the essentials. Just the essentials.
Turkey baster. Oh, come down aisle 17. Here's all our different turkey baster. What's your problem? This shit is too big. I need a mini turkey baster.
Nobody wants one this big.
So you want to? Oh, I'm sorry. Apologies. Come down to aisle 16. These are for eye drops. I don't need an eye drop dispenser. I need a mini turkey baster. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Come to the travel section. Here's a mini fork. Here's a mini spoon. Here's a mini ladle. Oh, here we go. Mini turkey baster. For all those times you want to baste your turkey cold cuts in your residence inn.
Wait. Well, I don't know what's worst, doing it in the residence inn or basting cold cuts in the first place. Anyways, why did you? So you obviously.
They call
did,
it
what?
The master baster.
A master baster. He came in for that. Well, I feel bad for you. So you obviously do want to do this bit, but you feel bad doing it because everyone's doing it?
No, I actually only heard two people talk about it. Maybe I will try this. I'm going to try this tonight.
Yeah, and you can really do it. What angle do they take on it? Is that what they take?
Oh, Yamanika, who I love to death. Well, I don't know if she's going to be continually doing this. I can't ruin the joke. Her angle, not ruining the joke, her angle was Drake has millions and millions of dollars. Why is he fucking with girls that would want to fucking jam some used condom semen into herself? Like, you fucking with bum-ass bitches.
Well, by the way, though, I will say that is the part of the story I believe.
What?
I believe that Drake, and I don't say this from knowing him personally at all, because I know nothing about his sex exploits. I only know what you can kind of perceive from the outside.
Yeah.
To me, who has some experience in learning about these things, I see a guy who needs to conquer everything all the time.
Yeah.
He's in a random club in Podunk, America, and there's the hottest girl in that random club.
That's right.
I think he needs to smash. I think it's. I think that it still is there.
Like, I need that. I know for a fact a couple girls that he smashed that are just like.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Just around.
What do you mean just around?
They were just around, and it's like.
Oh, they happened to be there.
The conquest is like any lit, like a tiny bit of fame. Like, I could just make this girl come to my room tonight. Like, it's gonna go down.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair.
He doesn't need a roundaway girl.
I know, you just mean around.
And around right now, girl.
Right.
I need a rounder right now. That's the one for me.
You know, the one that's literally just happens to be around right now.
Yo.
Literally, just the person who's in the room.
I need a girl that's staying there right now.
I need a girl who happens to be here, fully conscious and somewhat paying attention. She looks okay. She's wearing clothes. She has 2 feet and 2 hands.
Now, if we say on One Up Is Life, the new grown-up hip-hop therapy session, if we say, hey, Drake, maybe you have some issues, not judging.
No judgment.
Because we all got issues.
I got plenty.
But maybe you have some issues that maybe you wouldn't regret taking a look at. Because this is not quote-unquote healthy behavior. We're haters. We don't know what we're talking about. We're dumb. We're poor. We're broke ass motherfuckers.
Facts.
Mind your business.
Facts.
You have no idea what it is to be this.
And you say that based on facts.
Facts. I say it. Facts.
No. Well, people, when it comes to what we're essentially talking about here, is sex addiction, right?
I would think so.
And people have a very hard time figuring out what that means.
Yeah.
They're used to this public discussion of it where it's like, Eric Benet is a sex addict. And they're like, oh, I know this will happen. Eric Benet was with Halle Berry, but he couldn't stop cheating on her because he's a sex addict. He needs to have sex. And like,
Right. Really?
Everyone needs to have sex. The conversation has turned into this really stupid thing. Like Hot 97 posted a video a couple weeks ago. Bobby Shmurda talks about being his sex addiction. I watched the clip and he's like, yeah, I had to chill out because I was doing too much. I was like, that's not, no. He's just saying he was having threesomes every night and his life was out of control. That could be a sign of something, but that also could have just been he just got out of jail and he had access to a lot and he was doing too much. He realized it. He stopped. But
I think that is sometimes not necessarily a sex addiction, but there is something going on where you need to be with, you know, around people
all the time,
trying to get high where it's not drugs, but it's like the dopamine of when you're having sex.
So that's where you start getting into what it actually is, because the sex addiction label is wrong because all addictions are the same. The addictions are all numbing.
Remember when we used to rate Illmatic? and now, grown up hip hop therapy. Go on.
Top 5 sex addicts in hip hop history. But so Drake, it seems on the outside, and he's certainly not the only one. But there are a lot of people, they can't stop. They repeat the pattern forever. And frankly, most people, unless they have something that happens that changes their life, most people don't really change.
How can you hit rock bottom when you're a fucking
billionaire? He'd have to lose something that he really wanted.
Rock bottom, like the enabling is crazy. I was on the road once, and I can't tell you who this was.
Well, Kim, you traveled. You were a DJ.
I used to DJ for a little.
You did?
It's funny you say that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I used to DJ for her.
Do you know that I was I'm once divorced?
I was on a road with somebody once, and we were in Cancun, Mexico.
Okay,
I forgot why. I don't even
you,
know why
Lil Kim, Lil C's. Keep going.
No, this is way after. This is the mid-2000s. Mid-whatever, 2000. I don't know why I was in Cancun, but I was with this artist. We were with a bunch of artists. And we were coming back from a club at like 4 a.m. And we run into this artist's security and outside the club. And we're like, oh, shit, what is so-and-so here? He's like, nah, he's back in the room. And we're like, oh, what you doing? He goes, nah, you know my man can't sleep alone.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, so what does that mean? He goes, yeah, I gotta find somebody to sleep with him. And I was fucking dumbfounded. Like, you're just going to find, you're going to convince a random group of girls at 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
to come to the room where so-and-so is,
mm-hmm.
so he can have company to sleep with, which I'm sure he's going to have sex with also, but,
right, but
he can't
but,
sleep alone.
And think about it. And think about it. That's, 4 a.m. And that's considered normal. And it's like, wait a second. It's a grown adult, and you're saying he can't go to sleep by himself? That sounds problematic.
It's crazy. And I was just like, damn, man. I don't know. I don't know if it's... If it's the comes with the money and the power, because I think I'd be okay sleeping alone. Like, I'd be all right.
I know, yeah, but you'd have your other thing. We all have our thing. Yours is the food.
Let me tell you right now.
I'm sorry, man. I got to go find an open Taco Bell. Why? You know my man Sypha needs Taco Bell. He needs it.
No. There's no fucking way ever I would send someone to get Taco Bell.
Even if you were super high, like had a gazillion dollars and you didn't.
You can't eat. You have to eat Taco Bell.
Yeah, from the window.
Right?
Right down your gullet from the window.
You can't. I'll send someone to go get something else, but not Taco Bell.
Okay, fair.
Taco Bell has to be eaten. Don't even put it in a bag. Just hand me the taco.
I'll open my mouth. You just throw it in like I'm a fucking dolphin at SeaWorld. Just chuck it in here.
I'm glad you brought that up because the brand new One Up Is Life older hip hop therapy hour session is in full effect. The universe is talking to a brother, yo.
Okay.
I've asked for a few things out loud because I've been frustrated. I'm like, I need to get these things.
Things.
And I've said it out loud to the universe and I have gotten all of the things I've asked for. So now I'm playing a game, baby. Hey, universe.
Keep going.
Bro, we spoke on the last episode about me wanting to get into TV production and how we were working on the Hot 97 show and Ian Gelfand and all that stuff. You know Ian Gelfand.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hears the podcast, tells Ian to listen to it. He listens to it, hears us talking about him, calls me up. Says, Sife, I'm sorry. I wasn't taking you seriously. I thought you just were blowing smoke up my ass. You really want to get into TV stuff? I got you. Next show I work on, I'm going to put you on. Bro, what's the word? Not elastic, not enlightened.
Not elastic and not ecstatic.
I was ecstatic.
Will Sylvans, okay.
I don't even think it's ecstatic.
Tavis Prescott?
Elated. I was elated, bro. Then
I think the word's Elaine from Seinfeld. You were Elaine-ded.
I was Elaine-ded. I just did the Elaine dance for those people just listening. Then the TV project we talked about, which I brought you up, mm-hmm. so I'm going to talk to you about that.
Okay,
later.
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
The new radio station in New York City. I said, "Hey, I'm gonna give it a twirl."
You should.
I'm gonna put my name in the hat. That's all I want to do. My name is in the hat. Right? Then, this one's a killer. This one's crazy. This is where I know that this law of attraction, universe. You know, if you call it God, your higher power, whatever it is, this shit is real. This flyer comes out of this festival, Moon Tower Festival in Austin, Texas. Bro, thousands of comedians on this flyer. Every comedian I work with.
Right. Oh, I hate things like that, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. The same shit that happened to you recently with the fucking XXL. Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. Did you see the new Taco Bell deal?
No.
$10 a month. You can get a free taco every single day. And if my roommate, I think he can probably hear me. He's in the kitchen right now. He signed up for it. And apparently the Doritos Locos taco is $4. So you like make, you're basically winning money if you go every single day and get one, a $4 taco. And you spend 10 bucks.
All right, let's go.
Pick it up. Here we go.
You guys were talking about Moon Tower.
I got it. I want to get into this. So this flyer comes out. There's 1,000 comedians on this flyer.
Okay.
Everyone I work with, all my friends are posting. I'm on Moon Tower. I made Moon Tower. I'm like, what the fuck? So now I will say there was a little issue with me and this Moon Tower people. One of the issues was I was supposed to be on it last year. It was the first festival I ever booked. I did a show in Austin. The woman from Moon Tower was there. I was opening up for Mo Ammer. She loved me. I had just gotten a new agent. She knew my agent. Everything was working out. I get booked on this festival I've always wanted to do. And then COVID happened. So it gets canceled. So they bring it back last year. And the woman gets mad at me. Not just me, but a couple of people went mad at me because I was in Austin so much before the festival. But I was opening up for Chappelle.
Okay.
And it was like COVID. Like, I need to feed my children. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. The children are starving.
So it's hungry. Kids are hungry. So I said, you know, I told my agent. My agent was like, hey, she's kind of mad that you've been in Austin. I said, I'm not billed on those shows. I'm not, you know what I mean? But whatever. Politics, whatever. So she goes, she's not going to put you on this year. Okay, I'll take my lumps like every year. Everything I do, I got to take these fucking lumps. So this year, I call my agent after I've seen everyone post a flyer. I say, hey, am I just completely done with Moon Tower? Are they never going to book me? Because there's people on here that have been doing comedy way less than me, like less time than me. You know what I mean? Like, what's the deal? Am I just out of the game?
Right. Why am I not being seen here? What am I doing wrong?
Did you forget to put my name in the hat? Did they say no? Why didn't you tell me they said no? All this shit, right? I'm upset. So I say, fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. I take the flyer. I go on my, because now I'm so focused on Instagram and TikTok. It's doing very well for me. I'm just like, I'll make a funny video out of it. I need content every day of shit to put on Instagram, right? I put the flyer in the background on the green screen, and I'm like, hey, universe, how do I get on shows like this or this show? I like, look at all my friends that I perform with every night.
Right.
So I'm like half angry. I'm like, congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys.
Wait, you did this on social?
On Instagram, okay. Which I never do because I'm always like, play your role, stay in your lane, don't make waves. That's my whole life is don't make waves. Fuck it, right? I put it up, getting tons of laughs. Then people start tagging Moon Tower. Put Cypher on. But I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'll never go to this festival. Great. Boom, boom, boom. I let it go. This was like 3 p.m. 8:00, my agent hits me with an email, a screenshot of an email. You got Moon Tower. The lady said, I saw his Instagram. I love it. Let's get him on the show. I'm like, yo, this universe shit is real, bro. This universe shit is real. So now every day, hey, universe, hey, what we doing? What you need, Rosenberg? What you need? What you need? I'm going to tell my boy, universe.
Your boy.
Now, here's the deal. We're on 1UP.
Is there a new flyer yet with you on it yet?
Not yet. Matter of fact, I don't want to make a clip of this, Billy. I don't want to make it a big deal until they announce it, but that's just for our, you know, 20 listeners. thanks, Corey. Thanks, Gabby. So now all this good shit is happening. Now, universe. Hey, universe, I need help with my food addiction. I need real help.
Oh, wow. This is where we're going.
I need real help because it is fucking bad. And I'm embarrassed to talk about it all the time. It makes me, it's the thing that makes me most upset all the time. I need help. I'm asking anybody out there in the world, if you know some avenues I can go down, something I could do, just think of me as a fucking fentanyl, heroin, crackhead junkie. and I need some kind of help to get me on, because I know what to do. I know how to lose weight. I have the plan. I have my 40-day reset that always works for me. But if for some reason, I can't stick with it. I can't keep on track. And I'm hiding fast food, going to the rest stop to dump the garbage so I don't get caught, or I don't look like there's food in my car. I'm eating healthy in front of people, but then eating not healthy by myself.
Mm. Oh, you're letting it all go right here. This is big.
Hey, universe. Help me out with this food addiction shit. Bro, I got a TV opportunity I'm about to get. Hopefully it goes through. Knock on wood. Nothing's been signed yet. I was like, yo, I gotta lose some pounds to get on this show. I'm gonna look horrible. Bro, something psychological is like sabotaging it. Where like I'm going harder now that I got this shit. It's fucked up, man.
So here's my question.
Hey, universe. Yes, go ahead.
Here's my question. Have you ever done OA?
Yes.
You done OA?
I've done OA.
And it didn't resonate with you? Was it too much? Was the religious part too much? Like, well,
no, I didn't mind the higher power thing.
Okay.
They word it in a way where it's like,
yeah, that's open.
Like, to me, universe is higher power.
Correct.
You know, it's all vibe.
Whatever
it's all
you want.
Vibration.
Whatever vibration you want.
The meetings I went to were helpful in a way to know I wasn't alone. There's a lot of people suffering. There's good-looking people who look like they're in shape, or like, you know, it's not all fat people. There's also people who are like bulimic and anorexic.
Of course, yeah, sure.
People all through the spectrum, whether you're fucking obese or you're fucking unhealthily skinny, and everything in between. But they have food has a big impact on their life. Now, and then let me know that I wasn't alone.
So what happened? Why didn't it work for you long term?
There was never strategies or things that worked for you. It was just people kind of venting. And like, there was a lot of times where they're not even talking about the food addiction. They're talking about their life. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm down to listen to stories about your life, and I'm down to even help. That's just the type of guy I am. Everybody knows I'm always the guy that's there in fucked up situations for a lot of people. But I'm coming to this meeting to get tactics on how to handle this food addiction, and I wasn't really getting that. And maybe I just wasn't in the right meetings. Maybe meetings are like, you got to find the right one that fits you, like finding a therapist or a fucking Jewish girlfriend. You know what I mean? You got to find the right one.
Wow, Sif, by the way, I have a big update here.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I texted Nori so I could call him up and tell him the story about how big time he is.
Yeah.
And he just said, I said, seeing if you're around, we're doing pa, wanted to call and tell you this thing, no biggie. He wrote, just tell me time and date. I wrote, LOL, I mean in the next half hour. He said, not going to happen. You got to treat me with respect and time. I'm with my wife at a juice bar. Give me a time and date so I can respect you. Salute. Well, that's it. Nori is...
Nori's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. It was a good run, Nori.
It was a... Oh, my God. It was a hell of a run. It was a hell of a run. He was regular for so long, and now
oh,
I need...
No, he's gone. No, I spoke to him this week. He's gone.
Oh, you did? You talked to him, and you could tell he was gone?
Yeah, he's out of here. He's out of here.
Oh, so I should probably hit an assistant of some sort. Maybe I should ask for his assistant contact.
I don't know if he has an assistant. He's out of here. He's different tax bracket, out of here.
How could you tell? Did you even get anything this direct? You spoke to him.
Yeah, I spoke to him. He called me, though.
Oh, so what did he call you about?
He called me. To be honest with you?
Yeah.
A TV idea he had. Oh. Because I've been, Hey, universe, get me some TV shit. All of a sudden, Nori calls. Yo, I got this idea. Yes, you do. And you know who you call when you have an idea for a comedic TV show? You call that motherfucker Cypher Sounds. Okay?
Well, so that doesn't... So it doesn't sound like he changed that much.
No, there was some tones in the conversation. There was some flex, whether it be intentional or unintentional. There was some flexes in there, and there was a tone.
Well, no, this is a fucking tone. No, this is a fucking tone. All right, Nori, don't worry about it, bruh. We'll wait. We'll wait.
Get that hot sauce ready, Nori. I think his wife just opened a juice bar, though. So he's probably in business mode. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Respect. 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 So anyway, so yeah. So anyone out there, I need some help. I need help badly, man.
Well,
I would really appreciate it. Oh, I needed some help with graphics. There's a guy that fucks with us. File, P-H-I-L-E, gave me some dope-ass graphics. You know why? Because I called out for the universe, and he's a Wannep fan, and I got it.
I'm trying to think about your – shout-out to File. I'm trying to think about what kind of help you could receive.
Bro, I looked into going to a place.
Going to rehab.
Going to rehab.
Yeah, because you're sick of doing this. Like, how long you been on this thing? How long have you been on the yo-yo train? 15 years? Honestly, since I met you, I think.
That's a horrible way to call it.
What?
First of all, calling it the yo-yo train.
It's a yo-yo train. You're yo-yoing.
Calling it the yo-yo train and then making me quantify it is fucking hurting right now. Yeah, since we've known each other. When I was downing Dr. Peppers on the morning show to wake up. Yeah.
Yeah, right? I think 15 years. Yeah. Like, so that's the thing. If you don't do something drastic, it feels like you're going to be doing it forever.
And this time is like really bad, bro. Really bad. So who got the help? Who got it? Who got it? Somebody hit me up. You know me, at Cypher Sound, C-I-P-H-A. You know me. If you're listening to this, you know me. Or send somebody. You know your cousin does this, your sister. Help me out, please. I need it. You don't want to see me die of a heart attack.
No, we don't. And I just don't. Want, I want you to enjoy your life more. And again, though, but this is the problem.
I'm having a great time in life.
This is the problem. Similar to what we were saying with sex addiction earlier. If it doesn't completely impact your life, it's easy to keep doing it forever.
And then you have to eat, bro. And you don't have to do cocaine.
No, you don't. You don't. Exactly.
You have to eat to live.
Well, eat and yeah, exactly. So you are going to have a relationship with food no matter what.
I need a good relationship with food where you can literally cut out cocaine, never see it again, and live your life.
Yep.
Or whatever drug, whatever.
I've never seen cocaine. I don't think.
Bro,
not
I
really.
I did Long Island last night, Governor's Comedy Club. It's called Brokerage in Belmore, but it's part of the Governor's family. Bro, the Hot 97 Wanna. It was more Hot 97 fans. It was Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg, Hot 97 fans.
Okay.
Bro, fucking. I'll get back to the food. Just give me a second. I headlined. Bro, I did an hour and 10 last night. I'm elated. I was elastic elated. An hour and 10 minutes stand-up comedy, killing it. But the fucking thing, I'm standing in the bar. The opener was on. I'm standing in the bar. These 9 Indian dudes walk in. They see me at the bar. They go nuts. Sive, what up? Sive, we fuck with you. Da-da-da-da-da. All this shit. Yo, we in here. We here to watch the show. We came out. Da-da-da. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, a pack of 9 dudes? Who wants this? Who wants this?
What do you mean?
A pack.
Who? What do you mean, who wants this? Who, like, in
no,
the group?
No chicks. Oh. I got to start enforcing the rule. You got to bring your girl. I don't care. Even if it's your girl, I want to look at some chicks in the audience, man. Like, no girls. This is good dude's night out. So then I go in the room. I go on stage. And there's another pack of, like, 8 Spanish dudes on the other side of the room.
These are your people. These are your people.
What are you doing?
That's 17 people right there.
Bring your girl. Bring your girl. Make it a fucking family night out. Fucking packs of dudes. Fuck out of here.
Listen,
man.
Did you you're taking the crowd that came out here and loved you, and you're saying,
no,
fuck you.
I loved it. I'm saying, I want. Hey, universe, send some girls.
No, I think, hold on, Sife. I think you're overusing the hey, universe thing.
I don't think you can.
Are you sure?
I think the universe is infinite.
But it helped you. It already gave you a couple of things this week so beautifully.
I didn't specifically ask for the right thing. I said, I want, hey, universe, I want people to come to my show in Long Island so I don't look like a fucking douchebag to my agent and the owner of the club. And they came out. They represented.
So you were happy. Hey, you were happy with the crowds in general?
Very much so. But throw some vaginas in there, please.
Now, here's a question for you. Hard question.
Yeah.
What addiction do you think is stronger for you? Maybe you'll say one's not addiction. But yeah. I don't know that I'd agree, but we could talk it out.
Okay.
Food or needing to get that feeling on that stage?
No, food. The stage is always, what do you mean? I do the stage every night.
That's what I mean. Can you not?
Yeah.
You can not.
Yes. There's plenty of times where I don't go on stage.
Like when?
All the time. I take one or two nights off a week. Sometimes I just don't get, sometimes I'm busy and I got to do other stuff and I don't go on stage. That's not an addiction.
You don't think it is?
It's not. I don't need the validation from the crowd. No.
Really? That's interesting because I would assume you do. I would assume I need to go get it. Because your work ethic is so crazy.
No, but that's what it is. It's work ethic. It's not a need to be recognized and validated.
So what is the need though? You do have a need to work all the time. Like you have always been that way. I've never known you when you were not working all the time.
I think welcome to One Up Is Life, the grown up hip hop therapy hour.
I'm glad you've reset this. In case they forgot in the middle and thought they were listening to Drink Champs.
Okay, here's where there might lie a problem, but I don't think it's that bad. I don't enjoy the normal things that people enjoy. Sports, vacation, fucking relaxing, like a barbecue with your friends in the back. Not as much. I like to work because I don't, it's what brings me joy. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it, man. It's like the journey. It's the journey. I like the journey. I like going and watching myself get better at something and trying new things and going to new places. I like, you know, they say, don't just try to get the goal, enjoy the journey. And I'm really enjoying the journey. So it's fun. It's not like I know a lot of comics that are like, oh, I got to get up tonight. You know what I mean? I'm not that. It's not, there's never a desire for it in a way that it fulfills some kind of hole. It's I really enjoy it and it's fun, but I don't have to do it all the time.
That's actually a really good, that sounds really healthy, actually. I think I need to do a better job enjoying all the great, like there will be a time when I'm regretful, I know, of the way I handled these years where I have like these prime jobs.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to be like, damn, you didn't maximize what you were doing on the air. You didn't like put everything in every day. But you're like, yes, this.
I feel you. I feel you, but I think you were doing an excellent job on the mic. I think my thing with you is you need to go outside more.
Yeah, and you're not wrong about that either.
But I think you're doing an excellent job on all the mics you're on.
Yeah. By the way, can we stop for a reality check for a moment? Because this is perfect.
I'm a one up his life, grown up hip hop
therapy hour. Because I need I need the therapy right now.
Yeah.
I need your help.
Okay.
That Nori response changed my mood and got me so annoyed.
No,
I can't shake it. No. So talk me through it. Talk me through how to not feel disrespected.
Read it again.
Not going to happen. You got to treat me with respect and time. I'm at my wife's juice bar.
Yeah.
I'm up. Give me a better time and date so I can respect you. Salute.
That's you're taking that at, you're taking that at a, first of all, read it in Nori's voice. Read it like a guy who fucks with you, and he's saying it in a, he's serious about it, But also understand the mindset. His wife just opened a business. It's chaotic right now. Just opened last week. So that's chaos. Then he just signed a fucking crazy deal. He revamped Kanye in the last moment, slides in, gives him the biggest episode of his life right when he's about to do his deal. He's on fire. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of that. But he's saying it in a almost a joking, like not like a funny, like, hey, respect my time, bro. Respect my time. I'm out here. Think of it in a Nori. Think of it like how Maino would say it. Fuck out of here, man. I'm busy right now. Laughing.
Because the way I'm processing it is. Yeah. Well, let me try to pinpoint what makes me feel bad.
I understand. Yeah.
We always hit you up at this general time with a random, right. Yo, what's up? And the way it feels is you can't do that anymore. No. That line has now, that you can't do that anymore.
Me, maybe I'm a little too inside on this one.
Okay. Well, that's useful. I appreciate that.
I happen to specifically know his wife just opened a business where it's probably busiest in the morning. It's a juice bar. All the workout nuts and the breakfast. I'm having a juice for breakfast. That's how I start my day. They're all in there right now.
Nori's PC is pressing oranges right now.
His wife, I don't know. I know her kind of well, but not that. I don't know if she's ever run a business before. She's stressing him.
Well, the more important part is, why do I internalize it in that way that it feels like such disrespect to me?
And that's the only thing.
That's the only thing
that you should be dealing with.
Right. Because the truth is, I know it doesn't. I know Nori's feelings on us did not change at all.
At all.
It's only now, it doesn't mean that he's not gassed, but that's okay. You're allowed to be gassed. He's having a moment. I don't need to judge someone being gassed in a moment.
Nine people hit him before you did.
Right. That's how hot he is right now. So I don't need to feel bad about that. So what part is it that
just hit him?
What am I taking that makes me in the middle of the WANEP hip hop therapy hour? Why did it adjust my mood and I felt my whole spirit changed?
Yeah, that's
well.
Bad.
I would say this. From my reading of nonviolent communication. I've been reading this nonviolent communication. Nonviolent communication.
Nonviolent communication. Okay.
I would probably suggest, that him saying "not gonna happen" was not probably an ideal way to frame what he wanted to say.
Right. Yes.
Because "not gonna happen" is a little bit of a stiff arm. It's a little bit of a jab that you probably didn't need. You know what I'm saying? That could probably be replaced with, hey, I'm busy right now.
Would it sound different if it was verbal?
Probably. Probably.
I would.
Out loud, he's like, not going to happen. I'm doing blah, blah, blah. You not read gonna happen, not going to happen, and it sounds not going to happen reads nasty. It reads terrible.
The communication over text message, lack of tone and affliction. Inflection.
Not affliction. Definitely inflection.
Inflection.
Yeah, sure. Inflection. Sure. Oh, fuck, no, you're making me feel better, though, because you're right. You're right. Not going to happen in real on the phone. Yo, not going to happen, bro. I'm at the juice bar right now. That would sound fine.
It's like, bro, come on. Look at me. Look. What if you FaceTimed him? It would have been different. Not going to happen right now. And he literally got a pineapple in his hand. Like, help me, I mean, get these pineapples for me real quick.
But you read it and you're like, damn. Look, you talked me through this. Thank you. I feel better. I legit feel better.
But that's crazy that you feel that way. But not Nori, man. Nah,
not Nori.
And then also, yes, in the moment, he was bothered by nine other guys or whatever it was, or his wife is stressing him, or the fucking fire marshal just came in, or the food inspector came. Oh, you guys got a new business here? There's a lot of fruit flies here. Like, fuck. Like,
you know what? You really guided me through that. Thank you. Love you, Nori.
Yeah.
Here's what we need to do. But we should probably just set a date with him then and have him come on again to talk about how crazy shit's been.
Yeah, and I guarantee he will tell you it's not no disrespect.
Well, no, and yeah, he even added the word respect, which for Nori, that means what he means. Now, Seth, we should go to Patreon and do a little bit.
We were already there.
I don't know. Are we already there? I don't think we're already there.
No, we're not there. Let's go now.
Let's go to Patreon now.
Fuck. I just realized I got the solution on how people can make millions of dollars. I forgot to tell
you. Wait, you did? Not only that, that's wild because I found out there's something happening in a city near you that could kill you and your entire family. I guess you'll have to find out on the Patreon. No, but I do. I have to tell you about a jail thing I heard about yesterday that blew my mind. And I was like, when I heard this, I was like, I got to ask Seif if he's ever heard about this.
Man, here we go. Welcome to. Thank you for joining us on the One Up Is Life Hip Grown Up Hip Hop Therapy Hour.
Hey guys.
Yes, Billy June.
I have to step away at some point during the Patreon.
No one gives a shit. Why didn't you let us finish the close?
You didn't even know you were still here.
You interrupted the close on the episode.
No, you already closed the episode.
Clean close.
No, clean close. You firmly stepped on the end. We're still ending right now.
Oh.
Do you hear
don't
that?
Don't edit this out either. Leave this. Yeah. In. Okay, let's close it again,
Seif, because Billy June had to step. He didn't wait. All he had to wait for was the hard pause, because clearly if we go to Patreon, we're going to stop and go, all right, let's edit here. No. And he doesn't wait for that. He has to go.
Anyway, thank you for joining us on the free episode. If you got a little couple of dollars in your pocket, why don't you sign up for that Patreon? It's so much fun. And
also, now that Billy June got paid, all the money's gone from the account. We got to start again.
Oh, the money's gone. You know, all those episodes we did, we never touched the money. But now look at the new logo we got.
Look at
you
that.
You bought that.
You bought thank that. Thank you. Yep.
Thank you for the new logo.
Shout out to Chase. He did a beautiful job.
Chase, what up? Chase, I need some artwork.
Billy June's.
The universe. I need Chase.
I think you can just text him. All right, we'll see you guys on Patreon. Patreon.com/WanEpIsLife.
Guys, wait.
Wait. I have to go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.